Fula in one footing. There are demonstrations being held every day in Juba, and the youth are going to the headquarters of the SPLA in Bilfam to register in order to go to the front line. So the mood is really very belligerent indeed.
This started as a border skirmish. Do you think it's going to turn into a full-scale war?
Well, unless something is done fast, I can't see how the situation cannot turn into a full-scale war unless, of course, something is done very fast to disengage the two sides.
Now, the African Union and the United Nations have both demanded an unconditional withdrawal. Why do you think Juba is not heeding that call?
Well, the authorities in Juba, of course, say the problem is with Khartoum, because it is Khartoum that has been bombing parts of South Sudan. And when the SPLA marched into Hague League, they were just retaliating.
But the Hague League is under Khartoum. Is that not correct?
The border has not really been demarcated. Theoretically, it is in the north, yes. But, of course, the Southerners have historical claims for that area, although the International Court of Arbitration gave Hague League to Northern Sudan. But the South says the government in Khartoum has been bombing and has been invading parts of the South, occupying them for over 2 months now, and nobody has been talking about it. And now that they took Hague, everybody is talking about it.
Are there expectations that Northern Sudan will retaliate and maybe recapture Hague League?
Yes, I mean, an attempt to recapture it is imminent, definitely, because there's a lot of mobilization going on in Khartoum. They are distributing arms, vehicles, and ammunition to the tribe called Meseria, which is the tribe around that area, so that they can go and fight in Hague League. So with this mobilization, I'm sure they are going to march into Hague League anytime.
There are unconfirmed reports that soldiers from some other countries participated in the taking of Hague League oil fields. Have you heard about that?
No, not specifically. Although, of course, we do know that Ugandan troops are right here in Sudan since they came to try to chase away the Lord's Resistance Army in the last 3 or 4 years. They've been around. Whether they also went up to Hague League, I'm not very sure. But they are around. Also, a group of Rwandese military leaders came to Juba to talk about the training of the SPLA. So whether that training took them also up to Hague League, I'm not very sure.